Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. You ever get that feeling like you're pushing your business forward, but you just keep hitting a wall? We're going to tackle that feeling today. Forget going viral for a
Correct.
second, okay? We're all about strategically scaling what you already have.
It's about working smarter, not harder. You can have tons of growth, but if it's built on like shaky foundations, it's not going to last. Think of it like that S curve, you hit those plateaus, and the trick is figuring out how to break through.
It's like when you finally upgrade your phone, and it's not just a little bit better. It is like
A
a
G-O.
whole new level of smooth and fast, you know?
I like that.
And the crazy part is, so many businesses are leaving money on the table,
Yeah, it's true.
especially with their ad spend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like they're hesitant to invest more, even when their cost per acquisition is like, hello.
It's like they found a $20 bill on the ground and they're too nervous to pick it up.
So how do we even begin to like fix this and unlock that next level? It's like, imagine you're a doctor, but instead of a patient, you've got your business on the table.
I gotcha.
You wouldn't just like prescribe a treatment without figuring out what's wrong.
Exactly. Every business has its quirks, its bottlenecks. The one thing that's holding it back at any given time,
It's like this moving target.
it is. It's always changing.
Okay, so our sources today gave us a really good starting point, which is your business metrics.
Yes.
And
Or
I
not
know
numbers, you're gonna say?
numbers, they can be overwhelming.
Yeah, they can be.
But trust me on this one. Okay, so we're talking about putting on our detective hats and looking at everything,
Everything.
ad spend, how many sales calls you're booking and closing, even your pricing. And like those nitty-gritty profit margins.
Those are important.
And don't worry, we're going to go deep on all of this,
We are.
but it goes beyond just those big picture numbers. We got to look at your channels too. Like, how are those outbound email campaigns performing?
How are those paid ads doing?
And even your organic social media engagement.
It's all connected,
It is.
and the key is
What's that?
tracking these metrics over time,
Okay,
at
so
least 30 days.
solid 30 days.
To spot the trends.
Okay.
Like, are your sales calls consistently lower than you'd want? Is your conversion rate on a certain platform just stuck? That's how you know where to put your energy,
So, for example, let's say you're only booking a handful of sales calls each month. Our sources were very clear. If you're under 30, you've got a constraint
You
right
do.
there.
You got to fix that.
Time to examine those top of funnel strategies.
Because if you're not getting people in the door, nothing else matters. It's like having an amazing restaurant, but nobody's there to eat the food.
All right, so we've identified our sales calls are looking a little low. That's our bottleneck. It's time to like open up the toolbox and find some targeted solution.
Okay, let's do it.
And our sources today were packed with them, especially when it comes to outbound strategies.
Yeah, they really focused on that.
So if you're only sending out a handful of emails each day, it's not really a surprise that you're not filling up your calendar.
You gotta put in the work.
You do.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's like trying to fill a swimming pool
With a teaspoon.
with a teaspoon, right?
Exactly.
You need more volume.
Yes, you do.
Our sources actually recommended aiming for at least 100
100.
unique emails
Wow.
every single day. Now, I know that sounds like a lot,
It does.
but it's about shifting your mindset.
In what way?
Think of it as like starting a conversation with 100 potential customers every single day.
Got it.
Some might not be interested, and that's okay.
That's fine.
But even a small percentage turning into clients can be huge.
That's true.
Our source material actually highlighted a 1% booking rate as like a really good benchmark
1%?
for outbound email. Now, 1% might not seem like a lot at first glance, stick with me here. That's one booked call for every 100 emails you send. And that's just the start. Imagine scaling that up to 200 emails, 500 emails. Suddenly, that 1% is bringing in a serious flow
That's a lot of clients.
of potential clients, right? And it's not about blasting out generic messages either. You got to make sure your email game is top-notch.
How do you do that?
That means captivating subject lines,
yeah,
clear value propositions, mm-hmm. and content that genuinely resonates with your audience.
Gotta be good. Gotta be good.
It's gotta be good.
Yeah.
Quality over quantity always applies.
It does.
But you can't be afraid to put yourself out there.
That's right. Gotta take risks.
You do.
Yeah.
And the same goes for another powerful outbound tool.
What's that?
Dialing.
Dialing, okay.
Remember those 100 emails?
Yeah.
Our sources suggested aiming for 100-plus dials.
100-plus dials.
Every single day.
Every single day. Wow.
I know. That's a lot.
It sounds intense.
Yeah. But each dial is a chance to connect with a real person.
True.
Build rapport.
Okay.
And potentially book that all-important sales call.
Yeah, I like it.
Now, I know what you might be thinking.
What's that?
Won't people be annoyed if I'm constantly calling?
Right, yeah.
And that's where a strategic approach makes all the difference.
Okay, how so?
Your energy and enthusiasm matters.
Even over the phone.
Even over the phone.
Wow, okay.
Have a strong script.
Okay.
The compelling offer.
Yeah.
And most importantly,
what's that?
Make sure you're reaching out to the right people.
Right people, right time, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no point in pushing products or services on someone who's not a good fit.
Exactly. You're wasting your time.
Right. And our sources were also big on the power of paid advertising.
Paid advertising.
In fact, they gave some pretty bold advice.
Okay.
If your cost per acquisition is lower than your target.
Yeah. Spend more.
Spend more.
I love that energy. Be aggressive.
Right.
Yeah. I like that.
If your ads are working and bringing in clients at a cost that works for you,
right?
Why not double down?
It's like finding a gold mine,
right?
And only taking a few nuggets.
Yeah.
You got to go for the whole treasure chest.
Go for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Of course, that's assuming your CPA is where it needs to be in the first place.
Right.
If not,
yeah,
it's time to put on our detective hats again.
Okay.
And take a closer look at your sales funnel.
The sales funnel, okay.
To give it like a pipe system.
A pipe system.
Water. Or in our case, potential customers.
Right.
Should be flowing smoothly through each stage.
Gotcha.
If there's a blockage somewhere, you need to identify it and clear it out.
Makes sense.
So maybe people are clicking on your ads, but then they're not opting into your email list.
Okay.
Or maybe they're adding things to their cart, but abandoning it at the last minute.
Oh, yeah.
These are all signs that something needs tweaking.
Definitely. Got to figure that out.
Right. And speaking of funnels.
Yes.
Our sources had some excellent advice for those using.
What's that?
Video sales letters.
VSL.
VSLs.
Oh, okay.
And Facebook group funnels.
Gotcha.
They emphasized having a strong offer, of course.
Yeah.
But also making sure that your VSL is engaging and to the point.
Engaging to the point.
Because no one wants to watch a boring sales pitch.
Nobody. Nobody.
They even gave us some helpful benchmarks.
Okay, like what?
For VSLs,
yeah.
Aim for at least a 25% opt-in rate.
25? Okay.
And a 60% watch time.
Wow, okay.
You want people glued to their screens?
You gotta be glued.
Gotta be glued. Yeah. And for those Facebook groups,
yeah,
it's all about having a compelling lead magnet that truly provides value.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's what will entice people to join and engage with your content.
Got it.
Okay, so let's say you've cracked the code on getting those leads.
Okay, we're doing good.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
But what happens when they're not converting into paying clients?
That's the whole point.
That is the whole point, right?
Yeah.
Our sources had a solution for that too.
What's that?
Optimizing your nurturing and retargeting efforts.
Okay, I'm listening.
Because not everyone who shows interest is ready to buy right away.
That's true.
Some people need a little bit more convincing,
right?
A little bit more information.
Okay.
A little nudge in the right direction.
Nudge it.
Our sources suggested using email automation.
Email automation, okay.
And content marketing.
Got it.
To keep your audience engaged.
Yeah.
And build that crucial, you know, like, and trust factor.
They got to trust you, right?
They do.
Yeah.
Imagine this.
Okay.
Someone signs up for your email list.
Okay.
A day later, they get a personalized welcome email with valuable content.
Okay, nice.
A few days after that, a case study showcasing your amazing results.
Oh, wow.
Then maybe a special offer or discount.
Okay.
It's about staying top of mind.
Gotcha.
Without overwhelming them.
Right.
And let's not forget about the power of retargeting.
Retargeting, okay.
Those ads that just seem to follow us around the internet.
They're everywhere.
I know.
Yeah.
It's all about reminding potential clients about your offer.
Okay.
Without being too pushy.
You don't want to be too aggressive.
You don't.
No.
The key is to strike that balance.
Right.
You want to be helpful and informative, not annoying and intrusive.
Exactly.
We've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From boosting those sales calls
yeah.
to optimizing those funnels.
It's a lot.
But what happens when you're ready to scale,
yeah,
but your profits are holding you back.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's a whole other challenge.
Yeah, it is.
But don't worry, our sources had some fantastic insights on that front too. So we've tackled those constraints, right?
Good.
We fine-tuned our funnels. We're firing on all cylinders.
We're doing great. Yeah.
What if the biggest hurdle isn't getting clients through the door?
Okay.
But making sure we're actually profiting.
The profit.
From all this amazing growth.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
a whole other beast.
Beast, right.
Yeah.
Our sources today had some really eye-opening advice.
Okay.
And it starts with
what's that?
Raising your prices.
Ooh, scary.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But I think especially early on,
yeah,
a lot of business owners are afraid to charge a premium.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's just that fear of,
yeah,
what if nobody wants to pay me that?
I'm not worth it.
I'm not worth it. Right.
Yeah.
But our sources made a really good point.
Okay.
If you're already closing clients at a good rate.
Okay.
And you're collecting a decent amount of payment up front. And especially if you're offering those high value done for you services.
Yeah.
Priced under $2,500 a month.
Okay.
It might be time.
Time to raise those prices.
To raise those rates, yeah.
Yeah, get what you deserve.
It's about recognizing your value.
Right, absolutely.
Not being afraid to ask for what you deserve.
Exactly, yeah.
And the surprising thing is...
What's that?
Often, your conversion rates won't even take a hit.
Oh, really?
You're simply making more money per client.
Right.
Which has a massive impact on your profitability.
And then you can scale even further.
Exactly.
Wow.
And if those higher prices are giving people cold feet.
Yeah, what do you do then?
Our sources suggested getting creative with payment options.
In what way?
Because, you know, that lump sum can be intimidating.
That's true. For some people.
Right, but breaking it down into those monthly installments
can
make all the difference.
Makes it easier to swallow.
It does.
Yeah.
Speaking of high ticket.
Yes.
Our sources were also huge proponents of back-end offers.
Back-end offers, okay.
So those additional, like, premium products or services.
Right.
That you offer to existing clients.
Gotcha. So they're already in.
They're already in.
Okay.
Think of it like the VIP section of your business.
I like that.
You're not starting from scratch.
True.
You're selling to people who already know, like, and trust you.
They already trust you. That's huge.
It is.
Yeah.
They've already experienced the value you bring.
Right.
So they're much more likely to invest further.
That makes sense.
It's like going to your favorite restaurant.
Okay.
And finding out they have a secret menu.
Ooh. I love a secret menu.
Right?
Yeah.
And these back-end offers.
Yeah.
They're a fantastic way to increase your customer lifetime value.
Customer lifetime value? What is that?
So that's the total revenue you generate from a single client.
Oh.
Over the entire course of your relationship with them.
So the longer they stay with you.
Yes.
The better, essentially.
The longer someone stays with you.
Yeah.
The more profitable they become.
Gotcha.
And the less reliant you are on constantly finding new clients.
Makes sense. You're not always hustling.
Exactly. It's about building those long-term relationships.
Right. I like it.
Becoming an indispensable partner.
Not just a one-time thing.
Not just a one-time, hey, fix this for me. Right?
Exactly. You're a partner with them.
And all of this, the pricing, the back-end offers, it ties back to that crucial element of profitability.
Because you want to make money. Right.
You do. Because at the end of the day, profitability isn't about hoarding cash.
Okay.
It's about building a sustainable business.
That makes sense.
That can weather any storm and continue to thrive.
Yeah, you got to be able to last.
You do.
Yeah.
And our sources gave us some key benchmarks to keep in mind here.
Okay, like what?
If your marketing expenses are eating up more than 20% of your revenue.
Okay.
Or your return on ad spend is consistently below 4 to 5.
Below 4 to 5, okay.
It's a sign you need to revisit these profit-boosting strategies.
Got it.
Because you deserve to be rewarded for the incredible work that you do.
Everyone deserves that.
You do.
Yeah.
And by prioritizing profitability.
Yeah.
You're not just setting yourself up for financial success.
Right.
But you're creating that solid foundation.
A base, yeah.
For growth, impact, and ultimately the freedom to pursue your passions.
I like that. Yeah, that's what we want.
That's what it's all about, right?
It's it.
So there you have it.
Okay.
Our deep dive into strategically scaling your business.
Wow, that was a lot.
It was a lot. We covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we did.
From identifying those hidden constraints to optimizing our funnels and maximizing our profit potential.
All those things you gotta have.
You do.
Yeah.
But if there's one thing that we want you to take away today.
Okay.
It's that you are capable of achieving incredible things.
Well, that's nice.
Don't be afraid to dream big.
Yes, dream big.
But also be willing to roll up your sleeves and do the work.
Exactly. You got to put in the work.
You do. The rewards are worth it.
They are, yeah.
As you continue on your growth journey,
yes,
we'll leave you with this final thought.
Okay, shoot.
If you could eliminate your biggest constraint overnight,
okay,
what would be the first area you'd focus on scaling?
Good question.
And what would that growth mean for you, both personally and professionally?
Something to think about.
Until next time, keep learning, yeah, keep growing, and keep diving deep.
Deep, deep, deep.
Into the heart of your business.
Yes, love it.